case number 6, 22-857. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yep.
Morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
I'm hot, I'm cold. Counsel, can you identify yourself and your witness for the record?
Yes, Mary Pokorsky, Assistant Corporation Counsel for the New Brent Police Department, and with me is Detective Lisa Steves.
Do you need the spelling of the attorney?
No.
Okay. Okay, Counsel, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. The appellant's permit application was denied on the grounds of suitability, specifically false information provided in the application, which is a sworn document, and potentially intentional omission of information in that application. With respect to question number 5, I believe it is, which specifically asks whether the applicant has been, I'm sorry, it's not a question, it's not numbered, but there's a question that specifically asks, within the past 5 years, have you been the subject of a protective order or restraining order issued by a court in a case involving the use, attempted use, or threatened use of physical force against another person, regardless of the outcome or result of any related criminal case? The appellant answered no to that question, and the investigation revealed that he was the subject of a full no-contact protective order for 1 year, from October 16th of 2017 to October 16th of 2018, for a domestic incident involving assault and strangulation. In addition, the investigating officer contacted the appellant to ask him for further information regarding that question. When the officer asked the appellant if he was subject to a protective order, he said, "Not that I know of." When he asked again and reminded him that it had, you know, it had nothing to do with the outcome of the criminal case, the appellant admitted, but claimed that the court told him that it would not show up on his record. In addition, last year, the appellant was arrested on June 20th, 2023, for another domestic violence incident. Those charges were nullied, however, they remain on his record until March of 2025, and there was also another protective order involving that case, and that protective order was in effect from June 21st, 2023 to February 15th of 2024.
Thank you, Counsel. Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes. To my defense on that, the 2017 incident, both was from the parents of my children. The one that just recently happened, she currently has a mental condition. The first one, I do take full responsibility. I did go to a program for 9 months, I mean nine weeks. But the second one that just previously happened, which New Brent Police Department has record of multiple calls placed on me from the individual. I, in both instances, did not write the report, so it looks like I am the striker or the first, whatever they call it, the first strike, which I'm not very patient. She was having an episode with the one that just happened in front of my son, which I tried to move her away because she was trying to snatch my son out of my hand. They counted that as a strike because I guess it hit above, when I went like that, it hit above the shoulder level. Wasn't no egregious attack or nothing like that. The first one, a strangulation, that was also false. She never went to the hospital to see any red marks on her neck or anything like that. Also never write a police report on that one. I also was technically a victim to that also because I was woke up out of my sleep with a phone thrown to my face and obviously punches. At the time, I was only about 170 pounds. She was 200 pounds. So she was overpowering me. So it was more of a tussle more than anything. But again, I'm stuck with, if I go to jail, she go to jail for a domestic dispute, where did I leave my kids? And I'm the sole proprietor for both of my kids. And also the other kids that come with that.
Thank you. So the denial is based on the failure to disclose or the underlying, or both?
Both.
And then also that, when I called in, on the phone, I'm not really law.
This is your opening statement, not your.
Okay.
Yep, you're gonna get.
You get a chance.
See, I don't know, that's what I'm about to say. You got it, I'm sorry.
They'll put on their case and then we'll get a chance.
Absolutely.
Counsel, you may proceed.
Thank you. Detective Steves, you're currently employed by the New Britain Police Department?
Yes.
In what division?
The Youth Bureau.
And are you assigned to investigate permit applications?
Yes.
Did you investigate the appellant's permit application?
I did not.
Who investigated the appellant's permit application?
Retired Officer Kyle Clary.
And were you assigned to respond to the questionnaire for today's hearing relative to the denial of the appellant's application?
Yes, I was.
And was an investigation conducted?
Yes.
And can you tell us what that investigation revealed?
That investigation revealed that when Officer Clary was doing the background investigation, he saw the protective order, and when he noticed on the application that the appellant had checked off no to no protective order in the past 5 years, he called the appellant to afford him the opportunity to provide an accurate answer. And then he quoted in his police report that the appellant's response was not that I know of. And when he confronted him that he saw it on the registry, he did admit to it. So Officer Clary's initial reasoning was for intentional omission of information and him not being forthcoming. And I do believe, it's not documented in the report, but I do believe because the protective order was so recent to the application, that was another reason.
And was there any other information that you discovered when you were completing the questionnaire?
Yes, when I was doing the questionnaire, I found that the appellant was arrested less than a year ago for another domestic, to which he was then again the subject of another full no contact protective order. The protective order also mandated that they actually do child care through a third party for custody. And that was it.
And is there the reports that you attach, are they related to the 2023 arrest?
Yes.
And did the appellant admit to striking the mother of his child?
Yes, he told the officer that during the argument he hit her in the face with the back of his hand.
I have no further questions.
Sir, do you have any questions of the witness based on what she just testified to?
Yeah, that's not.
No, that's questions.
Question, no.
Yes. Okay. Does the board have any questions? Okay, seeing none, do you have any other witnesses?
No, I do not.
Okay, now you may tell us what you'd like us to know.
Yeah, so as far as that, it wasn't with the back of the hand, that's all documented on recording of I believe they said they had the camera on when it came, so I didn't state that. Obviously, since I didn't write a report or anything like that, it's wherever they go or whatever she puts down or whatever they pick up, I don't know. But what happened that day was she was trying to snatch the baby out. She's having an episode. I try to get her away, and it ended up getting too high. So I guess that's the back of the hand for the motion I gave him. She had no marks on her face at all. She just wanted to see me hurt at that time. With reason of why with both restraining orders, they both, the first one they tried to renege, whatever you call that, but told her that she would be in trouble if she did renege. And this one, she didn't want to seek any type of help or anything like that, as far as she could have extended the protective order and all that. She currently still lives with me currently. So she's not afraid of her life or anything like that. She has more, she's also a permit holder. She has more domestic violence than I have. On her, that's why I said the New Britain Police Department obviously felt me, because every time the police was called on me, which was probably somewhere about 10 times, they never seen that. They never seen her history of mental condition. They never seen nothing. When they're almost every week at the house, at her mother's house, dealing with a mental issue or some sort of domestic violence. So they just felt like I was the attacker since I tried to move her away from my child, which I don't know. But it's all documented in the New Britain Police Department on her mental illnesses and stuff like that, and how many times she called on me and when they couldn't arrest me. Like anytime I try to leave any type of dispute, the police gets called on me, and they know that because they can look that up.
Cross?
Yes, please. Do you have the documentation that was submitted by the police department? Do you have a copy of it with you?
Yeah.
So you have a copy attached to the back of that information is your application. On page 3 of the application, at the bottom, do you see the question where it says, in the past 5 years, have you been the subject of a protective order or restraining order issued by a court in a case involving use or attempted use or threatened use of physical force against another person, regardless of the outcome of, or result of any related criminal case? And your response was no?
Correct, but okay. I don't know the terminology of that, and I told him that. He got real nasty over the phone, and I told him that I'm not sure of the legally way of how you guys put this stuff. It's not a layman's term. So I said that, and then when he explained it, that's when I gave the answer. He felt like I was lying to him. I'm not sure why. When I'm explaining to him why I do not know it. That's on the phone call also recorded.
Okay, so what didn't you understand about that question when it says regardless or of the outcome or result of any related criminal case?
So my thinking is, so I worked at the state building for security after the incident happened. So when the lawyer and stuff like that said that it's going to be thrown away from me going to the programs and stuff like that, and it's not going to never be on my record, I thought just that. So when I was asked that question, that's the answer I gave, because that's truly Holly. Honestly, what I knew or what I know. I didn't know that it still pops up and he can, and that. So if I knew that, I would have said yes, and it would have been over there.
So above that question where it talks about the protective order, mm-hmm. It talks about if you're arrested for any crime. Do you have that page? It's
I
on
probably.
Page three or four. So, and it talks about the facts of you're not required to disclose the existence of any arrest, criminal charge, or conviction which has been erased. Do you see that? I'll show you this page. So do you see this language right here?
Yes.
Okay. And so that's talking about criminal charges, and if they're erased, you're not just required to disclose them.
You're not required to disclose the existence of any arrest, criminal charge. I'm not even sure what that's supposed to mean. Okay. I'm sorry.
So do you understand that there's a difference between an underlying criminal charge and a protective order that was issued against you?
No.
Did you see the last page of the application where it has a certification, a declaration? And it states specifically, I further understand that any statement in this application that is determined to be false or inaccurate shall constitute grounds for the denial of such application.
Correct. Yeah, okay. I work at MetLife, so I understand perjury and stuff like that.
All right, absolutely. So you signed that, and your signature was off as notarized?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay. So that was false information with respect to the protective order, correct?
Well, yeah, but not of my knowledge, correct.
Okay.
It is correct, but yeah,
but
not
you
my
were,
knowledge.
You were the subject of a protective order from October 16th, 2017 to October 6th, 2018, correct?
Correct, which was 5 years prior to what... for me filing for a government, correct.
And you were aware of that when you filed your application?
Was I aware that I...
had the protective order.
That I had? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was 5 years previously, correct. Okay. I was about 19 years old when I filed. I was about 25, 26.
Okay, and absolutely. You were also... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
no,
you.
No, go ahead.
And you're also subject to a protective order from June 21st of 23 to February 15th of 2024.
Correct, the situation I explained, and she currently still lives with me. She is on file for police that she has mental issues currently.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Last question. The second protective order that just went away, that's the person you're still living with, the protected person?
My second child's mother, yes.
Okay. And she lives in New Britain?
Correct.
And you live in New Britain?
That is correct.
Where did she live starting in June 2023 until the protective order was thrown out?
122 Landers Avenue.
So she moved out?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So she didn't live with you during the protective order?
No.
Does the board have any other questions? No? That's fair. Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
have witnesses, but.
Do you have a witness here to testify today?
No, absolutely not.
All right, would you like to make a closing statement?
No, I just, me personally, I can't say it changed my life, but for my first incident, I have changed my life for greater things. Haven't been in an incident since that, of that nature. Like I said, this last one was an episode that I was dealing with. And like I said, like, if that never happened and, you know, everybody was on their rightful meds, it had never happened, and it would have been 8 years that that first incident would have passed. So I am a new person, a new man, and a grown man at this point.
Thank you. Counsel, closing statement.
Yes, the appellant testified that he was aware he was the subject of a protective order from 2017 to 2018 at the time that he filed his application. That was within 5 years of the date of filing his application. He swore that the information was true and accurate, and that if there was any false information, it would be it could result in the denial of his application. So we feel that the denial should be sustained.
Thank you. Counsel, brief factual kernel.
Counsel.
You
said counsel.
I did. I thought I said
yes, clerk. That's okay. This is a denial by the New Britain Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The application was initially denied based on the fact the appellant checked no to the question regarding his application regarding had he been the subject of a protective order within the last 5 years, when in fact the appellant had been subject to a protective order from the period of 2017 to 2018. It appears the appellant applied, at least it's notarized, as of May 1st of 2021, so it's approximately 3 years. In the interim, while the appellant was waiting for this appeal, he was arrested again in June of 2023, 9 months ago, not 10 months ago, arrested again for a domestic violence case. There was a 6-month protective order in place that just expired in February. He still lives with the victim in the previous arrest. He has no convictions on his record.
Thank you. Comments by the board? A very common list today.
Yeah, the initial, make a note that it does appear that the New Britain Police Department did follow up with the initial investigation, which we do credit New Britain for.
Mm-hmm.
The appellant did not understand or initially, again, denied having the restraining order, and very concerning that 2 months ago the appellant would have been automatically denied.
Mm-hmm.
These hearings have been a little quicker. So having a protective order just expiring 2 months ago is very concerning.
Thank you, Colonel.
Yeah.
No other comments, correct? All right. Where did I go last time? I'll just start with Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority.
Attorney Cinetti.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis. Colonel Overturf.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig. Chair votes issuing authority. 6-0 in favor of the issuing authority. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.